Our rock critic Ken Tucker says this was a year when lots of artists made lots of good music. Here's Ken's roundup of some of his favorites from 2008.
Looking at the sales charts and noticing what the media was talking about and listening to, I come away knowing there wasn't any consensus about what kind of pop music year this has been. Certain generalities prevail. Sincerely phrased pop and hip-hop sold the most, whether we're talking about the felicitous jangle of the Jonas Brothers or the realistic romanticism of the rapper-singer T.I. In country music, which always pays lip service to its past as a way of staying connected to earnestness, I ended up believing that the year's most old-fashioned act is one of that industry's youngest, 18-year-old Taylor Swift, who put out a sophomore album filled with singular, first-person singular compositions. She may quote from Eminem on stage and market herself like a Disney factory pop star, but what's more down-home than believing you could convince a guy you're his true love if only you could just phrase it persuasively enough?
You're on the phone. Your girlfriend, she's upset. She's going off about something that you said. 'Cause she doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short.
Every year now for the past decade since the neo-soul movement became a marketing term, a few musicians put out albums that attempt to salute, evoke, imitate, or reinvent the soul music era of the late 60s and early 70s. Too often, they're merely well-intentioned items of nostalgia. Finally, this year, Rafael Sadiq figured out how to do it right. His album uses soul music as a genre, as a technique, the way a visual artist might use collage or a poet might use the sonnet. Not as an end in itself, but as a framework, a set of tools to build a strong new structure. That's what Sadiq did so vibrantly here on a song such as Let's Take a Walk. One of my favorite albums of the year was one I didn't review on Fresh Air at all because it was so gleefully profane and so resistant to brief synopsis. The DJ Greg Gillis, who uses the stage name Girl Talk, put out the album Feed the Animals. It consists of literally hundreds of snippets of songs, from those of Metallica to The Carpenters, to create a densely layered slab of pleasure. Anywhere you cut into this rich cake, you come up with delicious morsels. Listen to the way Girl Talk moves from Roy Orbison to Nirvana in about a minute of one cut called In Step. The year's finest rediscovered music came from two of the most reliable sources conceivable, Hank Williams and Bob Dylan. Hank Williams' The Unreleased Recordings collected three discs of Williams' live radio performances in 1951 when he was 27 years old, most of it religious music with a honky-tonk rhythm section. Bob Dylan's sanctioned bootleg series had a volume 8 called Telltale Signs, that consisted of outtakes or alternate versions of his more recent material. a lot of it was great, ornery, doomstruck music. One singer-songwriter who comes out of both the Dylan and punk rock traditions without sounding like either is Alejandro Escovedo. His album, Real Animal, was musical autobiography of the most self-effacing sort, and as such, one of the year's most modest yet passionate collections. In general, I favored new music over comebacks. A big yay for the band TV on the Radio's album Dear Science. A big shrug for the band still known as Guns N' Roses, which finally released the album Chinese Democracy after tinkering on it for about 15 years. Between you and me, I'd rather listen to Britney Spears' newly energetic squeals than Axl Rose's labored squeals. The year's most neglected, underrated recording? The two-disc live album by America's finest art rockers, The Fiery Furnaces. The brother-sister duo of Matthew and Eleanor Friedberger called their collection Remember. And this is what Frank Zappa would have sounded like had he had any poetry in his soul and the trilling, thrilling voice of Eleanor Friedberger. And for me, poetry and thrills are what rock and roll is all about.
Down at the shell shed, the boys are picking out the pearls. The hole in my mitten lets the rain get in. About 22 ounces from the petrol pump waiting at the light. I'm never gonna make it back in time. So Geraldine and me can begin before Mr. Raymond and his Japanese snippers comes creeping in.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. Ken's list of his favorite music of the year can be found on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show. I'm Terry Gross.